That's an important statement. Shortfalls are nothing new in silver, yet silver prices have been range-bound between 2020 and 2024, averaging around 23.5 an ounce, owing to the piggy bank being raided by bullion banks using it to satisfy BRICS demand.
Welcome to the Morning Markets and Metals with Vince Lancey, where each morning Vince brings you the financial and precious metals news to get you ready for your day. And now, here's Vince.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Vince Lancey, and today's market rundown, we're going to discuss gold's highest daily all-time close, and we're going to take a look at a pivotal silver report from Bank of America. A lot to squeeze in, so I may have to move quickly. First, let's look at the markets. Dollar's up 2, 10-year yields are down 1. S&P 500 is up 14 at 53.57. The VIX is 20.45. Down 27, gold is down $7, was down around 10, 24.65 after having an all-time high close. Silver, 27.79, down 67 basis points after ripping yesterday. Copper, 404, down 2.5 cents after aiding and abetting silver on the rally yesterday. Crude chopping around unchanged, down 8 cents right now, 79.70. Natural gas, 220, down up 4.5 cents. Bitcoin down 523 at 58.825, and Ethereum 26.43. Platinum, palladium are mixed. Palladium is 920, platinum is 935. Holding relationship, and all the grains are lower. Soybean is the worst of the three. 995, 382, 547. That's soybeans, corn, and wheat down 17, down 3, and down 4. Figure it out, because I can't. All right. There's the front page, gold's ETF cherry on top, commemorating, acknowledging, noticing that American and European demand is back in investor form. Again, it could be short-lived. This is very Fed-related, I would think, but it nevertheless, it is there. The gold gang gets capped and traded. Always Sunny in Philadelphia title. The content is basically that there are buyers out there that are being patient and are depending on someone else to keep a cap on the market while they buy. And there's a Rowan Atkinson's, you know, of the Mr. Bean fame discussing freedom of speech. Those are all there. Gold rally, China silver. Lame title, I know, but let's work on that. First, gold's new all-time high close. Gold's new all-time high close. That's a monthly chart. I'll pop it up there for a second. On a monthly basis, it's pretty obviously bullish, okay? But we're not done the month yet. On a daily basis, it may not seem as obvious. I'll show you what I'm talking about. You're like, okay, that's a good chart, but that's the highest close we've ever had. And the fact that they, and by they, I mean the market, and we know who they can be, but the fact that they are not selling it or don't feel confident selling it and are letting it get into a wick above two wicks. This week, I think someone is either low on bullets, has a little bit of gunpowder they need to keep in reserve for when the CPI comes out, or is just downright scared. Whoever they are, they're short the market, and they're having a hard time keeping a cap on it. So, and as a result of that, yesterday I said on Twitter, X, whatever we're calling it, I said that gold should trade 2,500 in spot by the time CPI comes out, or I'll eat my toupee. It's because I have real hair. I don't have to eat a toupee. I do have hats, so I'm not going to eat my hat. You get the idea, right? All right, I think gold's going higher. Approach it in a number because, right? And I don't make predictions because I think this. There's no one out there who wants to sell this market. No one, except longs that are taking profits. So you need to wait for your opportunity to pounce if you want to sell it. Now's not a time to sell it. We'll see. I have a feeling that, well, if the CPI was going to be higher than expected, this market would be already lower as it would be leaked to big players. But we'll see. All right. Oh, let me bring, here's the daily, right? What did I draw yesterday? We drew together a trend line, right? I looked at the daily, I drew on the 4 hour, and then I drew it on the 1 hour. This trend line is a good trend line. If we go below it, you probably don't want to buy that dip, but you want to buy dips approaching it. If you need to move the trend line around, that's fine. Another corroboration of a trend line is when moving averages start to corroborate it. I'll show you what I'm talking about. There, this moving average, it's a 50-hour moving average, is now becoming the trend line. So I think this is going to hold this trend line. It's an hourly trend line going into CPI, and then all bets are off. So you should be long. I should be long, not you. You should do what you want to do. All right, let's get back to the Bank of America analysis, which is what I wanted to focus on today. I'm going to have to move quickly through it, but we have the report for premium subscribers at the bottom. I'm going to give you a little taste of it. These are things that I pulled out of it. China wants more silver than they have, and there's a chart to that effect. Silver market is in deficit. Bank of America expects the silver market to remain in deficit, with declining inventories making these deficits more impactful. That's an important statement, okay? Shortfalls are nothing new in silver, yet silver prices have been range-bound between 2020 and 2024, averaging around 23 and a half an ounce, owing to the piggy bank being raided by bullion banks using it to satisfy BRICS demand. That's me talking, not the report. So you have a market that's not producing enough to satisfy demand, and you don't have available scrap or easily available scrap or easily available recycled silver, however you want to call it. So you start to draw down on the vaults while you look for scrap. And that gives us this chart. Between here and here is the time frame that Bank of America is talking about. Silver dropped. Between here and here, inventory silver dropped. So once upon a time, they compensated for the shortage in demand, I'm sorry, the shortage in supply, fresh supply, by using the vault. I don't think they're able to do that anymore, especially in London. Because they can't draw down the vaults as much anymore, this will increasingly help make the deficits in supply, fresh supply, more obvious, especially as demand is bouncing back too, which brings us to demand bouncing back. China has shifted to a net importer of silver, driven by both increased imports and reduced exports, signaling a rebalanced domestic market. What does that mean? Well, increased imports, they don't have any more. They've already depleted their own concentrate, their own silver concentrate, as an offload of zinc. And now they're looking for it elsewhere. Latin America is one of them. So now they're importing. They're reducing exports. Now, the export number doesn't matter as much. They export silver to Japan, so Japan can send it back in a different form, powder or paste. So there's a rebalancing of the Chinese domestic market, meaning they don't have as much indigenous supply, so they have to go out for it now. And these charts explain that. The concentrate comment, I said, silver, China's domestic silver has tended to be oversupplied, partly because its producers churned out silver as a byproduct at its base metal smelters. Now, there's less silver byproduct coming out of smelters. You will hear from many people that that is because there's less smelter activity. That is true. There is also less of it to be had because, in the run-up starting in May, China was going out to its base metal refiners and saying, pull your silver out now. They've already taken that silver. So there is no more due to scouring reported. China demand ex-China is also rising. Okay. The West imports are rising. Japan imports are rising. I think the rest of the world is catching up to what China is doing. Now, that's really not even investment demand yet. All right. Why is this? Well, there's increased silver demand in solar PV. Let's face it, the West has to catch up or China is going to own that market. They believe that there is a gold to silver ratio drop expected, 75 or lower. We went down to 75 and went back up to 85, almost 90. Accompanying all this, silver prices on China's domestic market have been trading at a premium to quotations ex-China. What does that mean? The price of silver is higher in China than it is everywhere else in the world, despite what you may hear elsewhere. Now, Bank of America does not mention the VAT as the reason for the higher price. Now, either that's because the VAT isn't the reason for the higher price, or because their analysis is not thorough. You'll have to find out for yourself. We pretty much know what we think it is, but the full analysis and full report are at bottom. It's very thorough. I discussed that a little bit. Oh, the stock is down. The flow must compensate. This had been heavily influenced by healthy inventories, but those inventories are now too low to drain further without replenishing. The silver must now come from elsewhere. All right. So a lot of people look at the vaults. We all, our community, looks at the vault drawdown, the vault drawdown. That's a stock trade. As you're pulling silver out of inventory, you're saying, oh, there's demand. They're pulling silver out. Well, they're not pulling it out anymore. Does that mean there's no demand? No. That means they're getting it somewhere else. That means they're melting down iPhones, whatever. You know, they're raiding grandma's chandelier. And consequently, that means this is, at least in London, kind of a bottom. They don't want it to get any lower than that. You're actually probably going to see silver increase because that's silver that's been pulled out of iPhones, you know, put into a refined form and put into the vault. Anyway, we'll see how that goes. But this increasingly helps make the deficits more obviously, especially as industrial demand is bouncing back to yada, yada. All right. What we want to know now is we're going to be a little bit more of a Columbo. We want to say, okay, the vaults are drawing down or the vaults aren't drawing down anymore. Does that mean silver's not being demanded or the vaults are going up? No, that silver is being demanded. It's passing through the vaults now. The above ground deficit in silver supply is being offset by banks going to scrap dealers, by banks going to base metals refiners and saying, give us your silver off your silver byproduct. And that's what's going on. So until production gets caught up, that's what's going to happen. So the vaults are going to be hard to see that way. All right, moving on. We had some news today, but I'm running a little bit late, so let's tighten this up. Data on deck this week, CPI, PPI, housing starts. Today is PPI. PPI is a forward-looking with regard to it doesn't predict CPI, doesn't predict this CPI, it predicts kind of the next CPI or two CPIs down. So let's see what happens there. There's the Bank of America report. Silver sparkles brighter than gold. And by the way, you know, Bank of America has a big short position in silver futures. That's probably because they're long a lot of physical silver, just like JP Morgan is. They're not bearish. They're players in the market. All right, I'm Vince. One more check at the markets. Gold down 7 and change. Expect stability with maybe some violent jerks down $10 between now and then. The market I'm looking at is the 10-year bond. I'm wondering what should happen next. Really, if the Fed eases and that bond doesn't rally, then we've got inflation that's going to come back like overnight. Anyway, I'm Vince. Have a great day.
Thanks for watching this morning's Markets and Metals with Vince Lancey, brought to you each day by Miles Franklin Precious Metals, who we encourage you to contact for your next gold or silver order. And Miles Franklin brings us a gold and silver special each week. And if you've been looking for a pullback in the rally to purchase gold and silver, this week's deals include Constitutional Junk Silver for only $2.50 over spot. And that's for the half dollars, with the dimes and quarters being even a little bit less. Miles Franklin also has the Trump Fight for America 1 ounce colored bars that are $6 over spot, then capture the iconic photo from July 13th. And on the gold side, Miles has 1 ounce Buffalo rounds for only $99 over spot. So again, if you've been looking to buy gold and silver when the price is pulled back and the premiums are still low, now's your chance, and you can call us at 833-326-4653 to place an order or get pricing on any other item. So give us a call at 833-326-4653. And as always, thanks for watching. Please note that this video is not intended as legal, licensed financial trading advice and is to be used for informational purposes only. Please contact your financial advisor before making any decisions. And thanks for watching.